You're now going to hear the sound of an old friend, and I'm glad he can join us. James Brown is here from the YMCA Lighthouse Project. JB, thanks for being able to be here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You've got a program coming up that we just learned about this week, and I wanted to be sure we talked about it. It's open to kids 16 to 22, and it's called Time in a Tunnel. And it's really kind of neat. It gives kids a chance to learn a bit about self-expression, create a work of art, and then earn a commission for the artwork that is created. Can you talk a little bit about how this came about and how folks can participate?
Sure. Well, obviously, you know, like so many other programs, we're trying to think creatively about how we can connect with teenagers and young adults in certain times here, and came up with the idea of a photo essay as something that, you know, folks can do from home, because, you know, to take pictures, all you need is a smartphone, or maybe you do have a camera, and certainly to be able to write. You know, whether you're writing, you know, poetry or an essay or captions for your pictures, that's something you can do from anywhere. And so we thought that was really a great way for young people to express themselves and, you know, have an opportunity to bring some perspective to the current moment we're in. And we called it Time in a Tunnel, as a way to think about, you know, where we've been, how we're feeling about where we are now, and to be hopefully some optimistic about where we're headed, or to envision, you know, life at the end of the tunnel. You know, with that sort of philosophy in mind, we were lucky enough to have the Heinz Endowments support the project. And, you know, we're just looking forward to engaging some young people in this opportunity.
Yeah, if you're not familiar with the Lighthouse Project, it's housed in the Homewood Brushton YMCA. And, you know, I was just thinking, gosh, I remember when it was housed in Pittsburgh Westinghouse years ago in a little corner, and how it's grown over time. And, you know, quite directly, the works, not that youth are going to be steered in a particular direction, but here's a chance to address the double pandemic, is what a lot of people have been calling it. I'm not sure if that's the best way to describe it, but we have the intersection of what the pandemic has caused us to feel, but also the crescendo of awareness about systemic racism that's taking place, and an opportunity here to demonstrate anti-racism through artwork. And the fact that youth between 16 and 22, not only will each youth have a chance to create something, but you'll be able to share it with people in your peer group and also with the whole world.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, I think youth are in many ways leading the change that's happening right now as it relates to confronting systemic racism. And so we saw that's why we chose that age range of 16 to 22, sort of upper high school into young adulthood. I think that's sort of the key group that's really thinking critically and, you know, being bold about, you know, standing up to institutional and systematic racism. So we wanted this to be sort of an accompaniment to the movement in terms of capturing photographs, whether it's, you know, whether it's young people who are out, you know, going to protests and capturing those experiences, or even folks who, you know, have strong beliefs and strong opinions, but are choosing to, you know, make that statement in another way, you know, even in the safety of their own home. There's a lot of ways to, you know, tell your story and the story of the moment through photographs. Either way, we wanted to be able to capture that.
Yeah, it's also something really everybody is on a level playing field, so to speak. You will be at home. You'll have opportunities to learn about techniques, As you said, just about everybody can take a picture with a smartphone, a very good picture for that matter, and the chance to write and pretty much do whatever you'd like. So there is a registration link. We've linked to it on our page. I think the is there an easy way to express that verbally, or is it best to just go to your page to get to it?
Yeah, it's essentially just a Google form. So if you the flyer that we've been circulating has a QR code. If you're sharing the link, that's great, and it's a pretty straightforward way to just to apply and register.
Yep. Great. This is at the Homewood Brushton Y, which is where you find the Lighthouse Project, but it's virtual, so you'll be able to participate from wherever you are. The sessions are Saturdays. There's six of them. They don't start until August 15th, so there's time to register. And we've got the link. I will put the link on our Facebook page again, but we have it on our main website too. And I think it's really going to be exciting to see what comes of this. At the end, kids will also sort of earn a commission, right, for the work they've done?
That's right. It's going to be a $150 commission for everyone who completes the work at the end of the 6 weeks. And one thing I wanted to say was, the workshops, they'll be facilitated by Lighthouse teaching artists. We also will be working with Wright Pittsburgh and some of their team. And then we have about three or four different guest teaching artists lined up, folks like Alicia Wormsley and a few other various photographers. And so young people really get exposed to a lot of different talented local artists and photographers through the six sessions.
That's really important, too, because I know, I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, the idea of a career as an artist or even somebody doing what I'm doing now seemed completely unattainable. And being able to meet people that live as artists and produce work of value is really important, I think, for young people to know you can do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and we just really hope this is an opportunity for an additional community building experience. I mean, the workshops are really going to be interactive and discussion focused. And so while there'll be some, we'll be talking about techniques, we're really just talking about, we're just really unpacking experiences and hopefully creating another sort of portal for young people to connect with their peers and that sort of thing.
Well, it's called Time in a Tunnel. It's the YMCA Lighthouse program that's taking place. And again, we'll post, if you Google Time in a Tunnel Lighthouse Pittsburgh, it's going to come up. And we'll also make sure that we post on our website the opportunity. Anything else you wanted to mention, James?
I think I covered it. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. And I didn't get a chance to ask you. I hope you're in good health and coping through the pandemic. Okay, I know you well enough to know you're probably just itching to be working full throttle with kids right now and are hoping this will end soon.
Absolutely, yeah. Everyone here at my house is doing well, and we are getting ready to open up our recording studio and have put in some our Lighthouse recording studio and put in all of the safety protocol to do that in a safe way. So that's exciting that we can start to serve some of the young musicians in the community again.
Fantastic. Well, thanks so much, James, and good luck with the program. And we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much, Larry.